We've got it done.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. It's a big day for the world, not just America. The Hogwallops are playing the Keebler Elves in the greatest game on earth, what they call acorn skipping right now, and the entire planet's future basically depends on this football game. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. I don't write this stuff. It just comes up off the top of my head. It is Super Bowl Sunday, the big game, endless hype. Children are taught this is Americana. This is what you value. Not your health, not your family, not your culture, because you don't have a culture. It's a plastic global corporate culture that's force-fed to you that promotes torture, secret war, record cancer rates, families broken up, giant prisons, biggest in the world, and a government that's publicly shipping the narcotics into the nation. All of it wrapped in a American flag. But I'm going to have to do a special newscast on this in the future. A little review. Every action-adventure movie I watch that's supposedly set in our contemporary world has pro-checkpoint, police state, New World Order images throughout it. And you see the shows like Breaking Bad on TV where Ron Paul, you know, the meth head is a fan of Ron Paul. All of that is propaganda. But the fact that it's so complete and so across the board is really just more evidence of just how criminal this system is. I watched Law Abiding Citizen earlier in the week, reviewed it while on the treadmill. And the whole thing is get rid of the Bill of Rights, Constitution, have checkpoints, torture people. It's what the good guys do. And the prosecutor at the end agrees it's good to torture and have no liberties or freedom. This movie, Source Code, the guy that's going to detonate a homemade atomic bomb in Chicago, which upsets me, the next globalist target, it's one of the big ones, because I've seen their preconditioning propaganda for it. The bad guy builds the bomb with an American flag on it. So, see, it's the image of people that are in the American flag separately from when it's government approved, you're terrorist. And he's a right-wing scum anti-government, and he wants to nuke everything. But don't worry, the helicopter pilot who's really dead in a vegetative state, but they've revived his brain to send him into the hyperdimensional vortex to go back and save everyone. And, oh, it's just so magical. Oh, it's so wonderful. So they just make fake military heroes. You know, they've learned not to use a Pat Tillman because he could get out of hand, or a Private Lynch, and then they have to kill people. No, they just always have the hero, the torturer who's military, the good guy that knows the Bill of Rights is bad, and the cops all agree and learn that. And of course, this guy, he stops the ever-present bombers. You know, we've gone over the statistics, but I thought I'd go back into some of those later in the transmission. You got a better chance of dying in the water, drowned. You've got a better chance dying from honeybee stings or a deer jumping out in front of your car or from champagne corks. And I have the CDC's own numbers here. Than you do of dying from terrorists. But every TV show, movie, everything is about terrorists are under every table. And you're just supposed to shake in fear and trust no one but the government. And that brings me to the big top story that ended up being all over national news that Paul Watson put out Friday. TSA trained Super Bowl hot dog sellers to spot terrorists. Fox News picked it up. TSA deploys wiener watchers at the Super Bowl. We're going to break it all down straight ahead. And Iran. We'll be back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is Super Bowl Sunday. Oh, let's get ready to rumble. All of America is watching, feeling manly. They don't have a Bill of Rights or Constitution. The First Amendment is openly being shredded in front of everyone's eyes. The federal government has announced it will secretly kill U.S. citizens or arrest you and have you disappear into a black hole. Taxes at the county, city, state, federal, international level are exploding. School children are being taught to spy on their parents. But by golly, you can go sit around with your friends and just everybody can get a real serious look on their face and stop my heart, breathe real deep. And, you know, when they have the kickoffs and when they have special teams and when they have them get up there for a field goal. I mean, why I've been in restaurants where people are watching a football game and you see this electricity in their eyes that you see for nothing else. I wish people had little comments about the Bill of Rights and Constitution and our heritage that made America so great on the backs of their cars. But instead, no, they've got their favorite sports team. And see, I've read all the government documents and read them here on air where the anthropologists, sociologists, psychologists talk about using sports going back 100 years ago to create arrested development in men, to take your normal tribal energies and to arrest your development and to make you obsess with lotteries, with sports, and with things that don't matter so the global social engineers can go about life actually controlling society. You see, until just 50, 60 years ago or so, sports were something that children were into, and they were something that the very poorest classes were into. The very poorest people were into gambling, and they were into sports. And in Rome, it was called bread and circus, welfare. They gave you bread. That was the welfare dole for everybody to make you dependent in the lower classes. And circuses, government-free sponsored sporting events. And that's what the culture was into. So here's the deal. I like football growing up as much as the next person. I like basketball, baseball, all of it. Okay? But at the end of the day, it's being used by social engineers to totally distract society from real things that are happening. And that's why I'm upset about it. And I know that a lot of people aren't conscious of this, and I think you should be conscious of it. You see, you need to see yourself as a winner. You need to have successes in your life that aren't through somebody else. And it is very, very sick how men sit around and get just crazed looks in their eyes and argue with each other and show off to each other who knows the most about golf or who knows the most about this or that. I'm not saying sports aren't a good thing if you're playing them. It's good. It's healthy. It's something that should be part of your life. But when it's everything in your life and the family's breaking down and society is degenerating and all these other things are unfolding, it is very, very sick. And every civilization that is on the verge of giant wars, imperial, Tasmanian devil behavior, expansionist wars, corruption and collapse, sports, promiscuity, family breaking down, decadence, and people saying, I don't care. Devil take the rest. I don't care about anybody but myself. Those are always the hallmarks, the signpost for a society that is in deep trouble. Nazi Germany, in the build-up to Hitler, totally obsessed with sports, with entertainment, with gambling. And people got an attitude of, so what? Same thing has happened in every other culture. I mean, here's an article right here out of CBS News that reminds me of a CNN story 2 days, 3 days ago about a national survey. Headline, Consumers Staying Single. And it went through the number that in just the last 30 years, they've doubled the amount of single people. And within another two decades, 70% of people in this country will be single. Now, that's not a judgment about you being single, so you're bad. There's a lot of reasons for that. Some people are divorced. They choose to be single, whatever the case is. But expanding on that, you cannot deny that in the textbooks we've read here on air, the globalist white papers we've read, the UN documents, the Planned Parenthood documents, going back 50, 60, 70 years, that we've done special reports on, they say, we're going to push not getting married. We're going to push open relationships. We're going to push chemicals in the water to reduce fertility and confuse sexual gender identity. There's so much of this stuff in our water, folks, that the runoff into streams and rivers, you can just type in fish now be either sterile or bisexual, lizards, amphibians, the frogs. It's so bad that the shrimp are committing suicide in the Gulf of Mexico. There it is. Sex turns off many young Japanese men. Study. Guys, people won't believe about the shrimp committing suicide. Type in shrimp commit suicide. Prozac making shrimp commit suicide. It's a U.S. government report. So much Prozac is getting into the water out of the Mississippi because of sewage runoff, and some people are on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. So much of it's running into the Mississippi and other rivers that the shrimp are on the mind-blasting fluoride-based chemical. Now, there's the headline. That's out of Mother Nature Network, but it was originally MSNBC. Shrimp on Prozac commits suicide. Study finds that shrimp swimming in Prozac contaminated water tend to just basically swim. We'll put it back on screen. I need to read the headline. Thanks. Because I was going to read the rest of the article, and I hadn't read the rest of the headline, so I won't be able to finish it. Study finds that shrimp swimming in Prozac contaminated water tend to swim towards the light, making them easier prey. And if you actually read deeper into the study, it's that they're not afraid of predators anymore. It puts humans and mammals, and this is in the studies from the early 80s before they approved it, Eli Lilly's Prozac, and then there were hundreds of other variants of it over the next few decades worldwide that came out, more than 30 variants here in the U.S. But what ends up happening is every time the police pull up at a house and the woman's chopped her children up or driven a car off a bridge with her kids in it, or every time they go to a school and there's a bunch of people shot, in every case that I've ever seen, they're on serotonin reuptake inhibitors because it's in the hallucinogen psychotropic class. And on record, just go research it, puts you into a dream state, into a highly suggestible, hypnotized sleep state. I mean, I, a few times, I'm not putting these women down, but in college and stuff, dated girls I found out were on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and I didn't even know, but after a few, dating four or five of them, I would say, are you taking SSRIs? And they'd be like, yes, I do. And I'm not going to get into how I figured out and could tell they were. It's just that it's like they weren't there. And they would, well, I'm not going to get into it. The point is they were in dream states. Now, I haven't even gotten into Iran. It's escalating towards war. A huge group of government documents and reports out where the globalists are openly talking about staging false flags. These are in public documents, like you and I are idiots and don't read them saying this. So then when they stage the attacks, they can grandstand as heroes, and we're like, but you said you'd stage them. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled Pen Readings to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
But the point that I was getting to before we went to break, and then I got off into shrimp committing suicide, and here's the Salon Magazine headline, breaking that down, Prozac makes shrimp commit suicide. Well, it's the same thing with humans. They now have to put on the inserts of those drugs that it increases suicide. It's funny how they give it to people who they claim are suicidal. And then when the suicide problem gets worse, their answer is, we'll put you on three or four of these drugs at once. These are drug-pushing companies. But I got into that just seeing the CBS News headline, Sex Turns Off Many Young Japanese Men. And they just think it's gross. The study shows they're pretty much just asexual. And that's what the bisphenol A that the Rockefeller Foundation publicly has written about, that we've done reports on and linked to. Just type in Rockefeller Foundation on chemicals in water to reduce fertility and sex drive, 1952, 1965. Rockefeller Foundation, vaccines to reduce fertility, covertly added to population. Or just type in White House science czar, current czar, talks about different things they like to add to the water to do it. See, this is all going on, but it's not manly to get upset about having your food and water jacked and your culture dying. And the end of the West. No. That's not manly when you're being assaulted to actually be scientific, informed, and warning people. I'm just supposed to put on a big jersey, go to a bar, and eat a bunch of GMO stuff with fat all over it, soaked in MSG and get brain damage, and scream and yell and act tough. And then I would be a real man. Here it is, Rockefeller. In fact, you guys are pulling it up from Infowars.com, then just link to the foundation itself. But Rockefeller Foundation documents, sterilants and vaccines. Good job pulling that up. Rockefeller Foundation developed vaccines for mass-scale fertility reduction. And then you can link to the 1968 yearly report. That's just one of many. And then, of course, what's called for was done exactly. And I've seen the university reports where they laugh. They said, well, by 2020, most men won't even be able to get a woman pregnant, and most men won't want to. And, of course, I've shown you the Planned Parenthood doc where they talked about the chemicals in the food and water and from the 1950s. We can pull that up for folks maybe, where they say, we're going to encourage homosexuality and we're going to jack your food and water. And then, of course, they've had hundreds of publications attack me for republishing that. They never, it's a straw man. They always just say, I'm bashing gay people and saying the government did it. It's not a discussion of what people are doing sexually. You understand? They say they did it to you. Does it mean that there weren't people doing this normally or naturally or whatever in 2,000 years ago or 500 years ago or whatever? No. The point is the frogs, the male frogs, think they're females now. That's not, when I say that about a frog, I'm not bashing the gay frog, but the chemical got in the water. There's so much of it in our water, it runs off and makes him. In fact, it actually changes them in reproduction. They end up being hermaphrodites. In fact, people won't believe that. Look up lakes and streams, fish hermaphrodites, fish sterile, or frog sterile. And I've seen reports of in some rivers, two-thirds of fish sterile because of chemicals in water. See, I'm telling you about a poison. But here's CBS. Call Japan the incredible shrinking country. Fewer babies means Japan's population could plunge by 30% in coming decades, and it already has. There are many reasons for this demographic freefall. For instance, Japan is all but closed to foreign immigrants. Yeah, but countries could always grow without immigrants. The United States had a two, for every two people in 1900, you look these numbers up, on average had about 4.5 children. That's the ones that lived. You know, the old families that they told you weren't trendy. And you know, all the shows, the, you know, the programming of, oh, having kids is horrible. Oh, my gosh, you got kids. It's terrible. My wife even has, like, trendies come up and hiss at her at Whole Foods and say, you've got three kids. That's not good for the earth. I mean, there it is, sex-changing chemicals found in Potomac River. And that's National Geographic News, and it talks about the fish and the frogs and things being hermaphrodites or being sterilized. But, again, I'm bashing the gay fish. Now, let's continue here. Propaganda everywhere. Almost every new cartoon, sitcoms, dramas, it's hellish to have children, hellish to be married. And again, this is being done. If it was your choice normally, that always happened. That's fine. We're not bashing single families here. The point is this modern culture is designed to wreck the family. That's why it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy of it being horrible. Just like every action-adventure movie I see, I saw two in the last week, Law-Abiding Citizen and Source Code, but in both of these, right-wingers are terrorists, checkpoints are everywhere, SWAT teams are everywhere, and the right-wing guy in Source Code wants to nuke Chicago. Doesn't happen in reality, but it's a simulated reality. See, it's out of the propaganda that you know what they're going to do next. And I'm now digressing. But it goes on. There are many reasons for the demographic freefall. But young Japanese men are taking some of the blame for Japan's population decline. Studies show young males are apathetic about dating and disinterested in sex. Ladies and gentlemen, by the time I was 13 years old, well, I mean, I remember being, you know, in first grade and the other boys were going, girls, ew, and I just thought they were cute and sweet and wanted to be friends with them, you know. And the same thing when I was 13 years old. You know, I thought the college girls were the most beautiful thing on earth. And I just knew they smelled good, they looked good, and I never seen anything prettier than that. I mean, we're talking worship here. Now, thank God, despite the fluoride and bisphenol A and things, I still had enough of my olfactory nerves lined up. There's a lot of it smell. My eyes were still queued up right. Everything was still, you know, pointed in the right direction. And I'm fulfilled. I've got a wife. I've got children. It's wonderful. But we also understand that we're tribal, and it's us for the family against the New World Order. Families have always been about defending each other. And, hey, we may have problems, but remember, we're the only people in the world that care about each other and have got each other's backs. That's the oldest thing in human existence, just like a mound of meerkats. Man, they all know each other's smell. They get in little squabbles, but they're on each other's teams. Honey badgers, wolves, coyotes, bears, otters, whales, rats, mice. This is what it is to be colony mammals. That's what we are. We're colony mammals that can change our destiny and have free will and can build spacecraft that go to foreign planets. And that gave you Mozart, Beethoven, Brahms, quantum mechanics, the full integrated predictive future program systems you know as search engines, which are actually crystal ball integration systems to map human activity for over-the-horizon time prediction qualities. Humans can do incredible things. The globalists know that. They're scared of you. And so that's why society is collapsing. And when Nancy Pelosi comes out and says, it's good we're having abortions and less people, this will save money. How is 1.3 children for the average American, two people have average 1.3 children, how is that going to replace the society? Well, the globalists have said in Wired Magazine and other places that they plan on just setting up a world government and exterminating most people. So that's why they've got control of the West, and you see populations plunging. We'll come back with the Iran situation.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let me just finish up with Japan that's signed on to the same globalist program. They drink the sodium fluoride, they take all the vaccines, and they warm up their microwave dinners in little bisphenol A-lined packaging, their soft drinks, their juice boxes. This is CBS News. Studies show young males are apathetic about dating and disinterested in sex. One college student says, I'm not the guy. In fact, for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, not listening on the radio, show people the photo of these guys. These are not men. These are gelded, asexual drones that the UN said they would create. when Julian Huxley set this program up. He was the first director general of UNESCO. You may have heard of his brother's book, Brave New World, who he went public about and said this is actually the plan to make you all asexual drones. Now, look at them, asexual drones. I mean, they don't even want to have sex with anything. This is what they've been turned into. That's what the globalists want. Continuing here, one college student says, it's not that guys don't like women, but it's just easier and more fun to hang out with other guys. Another says, if you want a date, you have to ask the guy out for yourself. That's what a girl says. Once a male chauvinist paradise, Japan is suddenly the home of assertive women. Oh, yeah, under Hitler, it was first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. Once a male chauvinist paradise, Japan is suddenly the home of assertive women and so-called grass feeder men, sensitive even asexual creatures overshadowed by their female peers. I can't tell you about all the documents we've shown you here on air where they said they'd do this, and they are trying to jack the food, the water, most of the toilet paper has bisphenol A mixed in with it. It's kind of like aspartame. We started exposing it in the last few decades, so most people stopped drinking it in soft drinks. So they just put it in now over 10,000 products. It's in all the sugar gums. It's in most of the chocolates. You think, well, this is sugar chocolate. Read the label. Read the label of the juicy fruit, the big red, the wintergreen. Read it. Read it. The candy mints, the breads, the TV dinners. You think you're eating a TV dinner with a Salisbury steak and some potatoes? It's got aspartame in it. Highly addictive, breaks down to what alcohol? Because you know why? What alcohol is hellishly addictive? You think regular alcohol is addictive? What alcohol is addictive? There's probably nothing more addictive than arsenic. You know, there's big problems going back hundreds of years with arsenic addicts. But I digress with science here. The point is that these food additives are really drugs, many of them. You know, this all predates even regulation, but they're all grandfathered. Did you know that all the major fast food chains, you can pull this up. Pull it up. Chicken McNuggets has, people won't believe it. Chicken McNuggets, it'll be CNN, AP, Reuters from like 5 years ago. Now, Chicken McNuggets has silicone in it. Now, you think some silicone in a woman's breast breaking out is bad, and it gives them cancer, leukemia, all this stuff, proven. Just a little bit leaking. But hey, why not eat it? Why wonder why the kidney failure is happening? Why even wonder? I mean, remember in China 3 years ago, they executed a bunch of top factory owners because they were putting bisphenol A in the milk products and in the cheeses because it could fool the testing they were putting in to get around fake milk, powdered milk. Yeah, there it is. All McNuggets not created equal. And it's a CNN article, as you can see there, about the silicone. But it sure makes them fluffy and puff up and have that oh special taste. See, poisons are addictive, but I'm digressing. If the government says it's okay, I mean, they care about you. And I'm the extremist. I should be a good dad, pull over, get a big old, you know, fried chicken from any of these big chains. And I should just take my son in, put the ball game on, and go, here you go, son. You'll be lucky if you don't have kidney failure. They also contain dimethyl polysiloxine, an anti-foaming agent, also used in silly putty. That's another one. And they've got the silicone, pull that back up, it's so small, I'm having trouble reading it. I just want to give it, this is CNN. But can they tell you, they don't remove it. That is the tertiary bithahydrone quinonion. Is that correct? Did I get that right? I mean, come on. You know, I'm an extremist. You know, I'm a weirdo. Again, I talk to people on the street, or I get drug out to some family dinner with some friends or something, and they're like, I like your show, but do you really believe all this stuff you say? I'm the only show I know that everything I say I document. I mean, everything I've been saying here, from the Rockefeller Foundation and sterilants and vaccines and cancer viruses and vaccines, I put it on screen. I mean, I can say right now, United States has the highest cancer rate in the world, up on average over 2,000%, depending on the type. You could type that into a search engine to get World Health Organization reports. They never ask why it's skyrocketing. They just ask, give us more money, we'll find a cure. Oh, really? To the vaccines where you add, on average, more than 40 cancer viruses per major vaccine tested? And your body fights it off and fights it off and finally gives up and you die? You wonder why everybody's getting allergies? I got family that's lived in Austin their entire life, never had allergies. They've got them now. All the big studies show it's linked to your body already so overwhelmed with all the additives and all the crud that it just starts fighting everything. And you better be glad you got allergies, because you know what that means? It means your body is fighting hard, because when you stop having them, your body's not going to fight that cancer either. You know, most people get cancer every week. Most people under 30, you can look this up, get cancer every week. People who are above 60 on average are getting cancer every day, but fighting it off. You pull those numbers up. Those are general breakdowns. It varies from study to study. But you're not told all that, are you? You're told, take these antibiotics that are linked to cancer because they shut down your immune system. Take all these shots. Everything's going to be great. And then as breast cancer is up several thousand percentile, we never talk about finding a cause, or it's always find the cure. I mean, that'd be like if I fell off a cliff, a 100-foot cliff, and broke both my legs, and they came and said, now, as soon as we mend your legs and put them in casts and they heal in 6 weeks, we want you to jump right back off that cliff again. Because we're finding a cure to your broken legs. How about don't jump off a cliff? Now, here's the Daily Mail. Two fizzy drinks a week can raise your chances of getting pancreatic cancer by 87%. That's a big study. And then they send these studies. We don't know why. Of course, it turns out the ones with the aspartame, it's even higher. Well, I'll tell you why. I was telling you about bisphenol A and all the rest of it, but remember melamine 3 years ago? They executed the people in China that did it, thousands sick, hundreds dying. But over here, they got pediatric wards full of little kids having failure. But they just don't even test. It's just, well, we don't test why it's happening. We're just gonna put your baby on dialysis now, or try to get them some kidney replacements. Because our own FDA, the loving FDA, came out with about a year into that, 3 years ago. In fact, type in headline, FDA, some melamine not bad. Or type in this Washington Post, another one. 90% of major corn syrup brands have high levels of lead and mercury in them. How about that? How about that one? You can type that in and look at it. And then they never ask in the article why. I went and did some research and found out why. Maybe I shouldn't tell you. Maybe I should have you go look it up. Would you like me to tell you why? Or do you even care? Are you listening to this radio show? And do you hear? I understand. I'm a weirdo. Again, I go out to eat with people who aren't listeners sometimes, or at events or church or whatever. And they say, do you really believe all this? I mean, it's really weird that you know all this. It's weird. See, I should be at a sports bar right now, sticking my chest out, acting tough in a real, shallow way with people that aren't my friends and who don't care about me. Again, I should have my kids there having them eat MSG so they're brain damaged. That's what a man does.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, look, I tend to get in here, do all this preparation for hours at home, an hour before airtime here in the office, and then never even cover anything I've got in front of me. And there's got to be, like, I don't know, 15 or more mainstream news articles demonizing us, which I love, just in the last 24 hours, and I haven't even mentioned any of those, because it really shows we're hurting them bad. The more demonization, the better. The more attacks, the better. The more enjoyable it is, because it means I'm hurting these globalists. They did find one of the articles. It's Seattle Post Intelligencer, not Washington Post, and a big study that came out in 2009, study mercury found in high fructose corn syrup. Researchers reported finding mercury in nearly 50% of tested samples of commercial high fructose corn syrup. A separate study by a nonprofit group found mercury in nearly a third 55 popular brand name foods and drinks, where HFCS is the first and second ingredient. Folks, they are authorized by the criminal government to do this. And here's the deal. This is done on purpose. Remember 5 years ago when Bayer Pharmaceutical finally got convicted in France and Australia, not here in the U.S., Bayer that funded the Nazis, everything. Yeah, that was part of the experiments, all of it. Eugenicists, the big drug companies. Almost all scientists globally 100 years ago were eugenicists. They believed in master race, reducing population. They founded all the major drug companies that are out there. That's why they're still the same. But it came out in court, and you can look this up. Just type in Bayer knew factor 8 had HIV hepatitis for 10 years and shipped it out to everybody knowing it was a death sentence. And they didn't just do that. They didn't just know for 10 years and not care. They're eugenicists. They believe this was good for the hemophiliacs to die. You can pull up the newscast on it. You can pull up the minutes of their executives laughing about it. I mean, and you're like, but that doesn't sound human. You're not a globalist. They think of you as dumb animals. They get off on it. I mean, are they right? Are they right? I mean, is this what people deserve? Is this what people want? Is this who you really are? I mean, I'm here telling you that most products that are processed have melamine and have bisphenol A and have aspartame and have fluoride. And thousands of studies together, their own documents, and then I find the documents where they admit they're doing it on purpose. And I have to then sit there and watch the perpetrators on the news as philanthropists giving money to GMO our food and force vaccinations. There it is. Hemophiliac suit says Bayer products cause HIV hepatitis C. That's from 2003. It's since won those cases and people have been to prison for it. That's out of the Sun Times. I doubt that link will still work for 2003, but good job finding that old article. Yeah. We were just digging around there and found a tape from 1999 of my radio show where I had the doctor on who worked in the Arkansas prisons. And they were the jail guards were told by the state, sell drugs to all your inmates because we'll take blood from them every 2-3 days. Doesn't matter if they're like scarecrow zombies. They want their cocaine and methamphetamine. And it doesn't, and this all came out in the news. It doesn't matter if they've all got HIV and hepatitis. The company in Canada was buying the blood out of Arkansas in all their prisons. Clinton was getting part of the money. It was called the Arkansas blood scandal. You can pull it up. And a week after I interviewed that doctor, they firebombed his clinic. The same night they robbed the Hemophiliac Society in Canada to try to get the computers. But it didn't help them. But it didn't matter. They didn't get in trouble. I mean, I guess in France they put some people in jail, some executives. But that was just a small part of it. And just imagine, yeah, we'll buy as much blood as you got. Where you got? Well, we got a bunch of people with HIV and AIDS and hepatitis and tuberculosis and everything else you want, give us all the blood we can get. And then I interview the guy and he gets firebombed. In fact, just type in for folks and we'll show them, and listeners on radio can do this if you're not watching at prisonplanet.tv, just type in Arkansas blood scandal, and that'll give folks a place to start. And people are like, well, then why don't they just kill you? Most common question, I say it almost every show, because if they kill me, it underlines everything I say, it highlights it, it puts 20 exclamation points behind it. Also, I'm under such incredible surveillance by multi-agencies, and I've been sent letters from the Army, leaked, and that Ron Paul and myself have Army intelligence watching us. And going over all of that, you know, there it was that we have rallies and stuff. They have plainclothes army there watching us saying, don't let them know you're an army. They may kill you. Yes, I might kill you, they say. How ridiculous. Of course, I shouldn't even be sarcastic and go, oh, yes, we might kill you. I look at this Daily Mail article. It was also in L.A. Times. Muslim businessman becomes terror suspect after he texts staff he's going to blow away the competition. And we'll show folks a document cam here of this. This guy runs a major telecommunications company in Quebec, and they were going to a trade show, and he said, I want to blow away the competition with our products. And they raided his house, said he was a terrorist, arrested him, indefinitely detained him, and told his wife he is a terrorist. But wait, it gets better. Two young Brits, as you know, last week, a guy and his girlfriend, that's probably his crime right there, he likes blondes, two British friends were detained at Los Angeles Airport after the Department of Homeland Security misinterpreted several statements on their Twitter. And one message was, we're going to party, paint the town red. Yeah, burn it down. You know, that kind of statement. It was, yeah, we're going to party. Yeah, we're going to destroy L.A. Awesome. Man, I'm going to visit this and that. I mean, the system knows that it was a figure of speech, but it's about the mindlessness of it. Oh, a five-year-old was arrested today for running at recess. People won't believe that. Show them this. Because I thought it was just the kid arrested for touching the other kid's leg in tag and being sexually charged with sexual assault. Then I found AP, Town Hall, I found just scores of lists of all over the nation. Five-year-olds, seven-year-olds are arrested and charged under juvenile court. The parents don't know their rights, waive their kids' rights, and that's their life's over. They're in the system for jogging at recess. Type in running now illegal at recess. I thought you just got in trouble. No, you go to jail. So this is the new system. Now, I know the holy sacrament of a bunch of steroid heads running around fighting with each other on the field. True manliness. Not protecting your kids from all this, but the true manliness is about to happen in 30 minutes. And all the propaganda and the terrible music and just all of the cheap cultural death that's destroying our cultures coming up in the good wholesome football game. And all the people, you know, that are 200 pounds overweight. Yeah, there's the Town Hall article by George Will where it says arresting 5-year-olds. Running at recess, Washington. Called to a Florida school that could not cope, police led the disorderly student away in handcuffs. All 40 pounds of the 5-year-old. The crime? Running at recess. Anyways, imagine all of the people drinking the poison, 200 pounds overweight, starving for nutrients, eating all the calories but devoid of nutrients, the self-propelled stomachs, rolling in to the TSA facility. Everyone gets a genital grub. Small children taught to be molested. Psychologists to put it on record. TSA, feds out of jurisdiction. Big jumbotron screens with Janet Napolitano. You did find Arkansas Times contaminated blood. We'll just put that up then. Better late than never. Bloody awful how money and politics contaminate Arkansas's prison plasma program. Was always corrupt, an open vampire system. I'm sorry, let me continue here. TSA is now popping up at checkpoints all over the country. You will not escape pedophiles grabbing your genitals and your children's genitals. But here it is. TSA trains Super Bowl hot dog sellers to spot terrorists. Viper search team to be out in force before Sunday's big game. Drudge picked that up Friday. And Fox News does this all the time now. They took our article, left our name on it, published it, and put on the headline, TSA deploys wiener watchers at Super Bowl. And again, little control freaks spying on everyone. They're teaching us not to trust each other, but trust the big jumbo screen of Homeland Security head who openly ordered the underwear bomber be put on the plane. That's on record. I mean, the government runs the terrorists. It's the foreign banks that have hijacked America, and the TV shows, all of it, selling you a terror threat that doesn't exist. Honeybees are far more deadly than terrorists. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.